Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Community Engagement and Education here at KXEI. And today I'm here with James Higgs, the Artistic Director of Desert Voices. Thank you so much for being here today, James.
Thank you for having me.
What is the mission and vision of Desert Voices?
The mission of Desert Voices is fostering community through song. We are a mixed chorus, meaning that we have sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. We're part of a larger international organization called the Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses, which is 10,000 singers across the country and then even internationally. I'm the artistic director of Desert Voices. We are a community chorus. Part of that vision is performing music that reflects the experiences of our members.
How does Desert Voices work toward that mission and vision?
So it happens in our rehearsals and also in our performances. We select music that really helps foster community. Talking about music that reflects the experiences of our members, like in our last concert, our concert was largely show tunes and things like that, but we really tried to have selections that speak to our community and to the causes that we associate with. Like, for example, there's a obscure song called Before Stonewall that was a part of a musical review from the 80s that was performed off-Broadway. And so a lot of the lyrics in it speak about, you know, the history of the Stonewall riots and what it was like living before Stonewall. We chose a song from Ragtime called Make Them Hear You. That's a song that's also associated with civil rights and things like that and protest. And then as a community of singers, when we rehearse the music, when we go out in the community and we're representing Desert Voices through performances, that's also a part of building a community by just showing that we have a presence and that there is this large organization of singers who are committed to a cause.
Can you please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission at Desert Voices?
Bringing us back to the idea of community and like what we do for each other and also for the Tucson community, the Southern Arizona community. Part of our program that's coming up in early November, Stand Together, is November 8th and 9th at Christ Church UMC. And you can find more information about that on our website, desertvoices.org. We do, as a chorus, really try to learn from each other and also use the music to share really important information. We're singing a song called Sanctuary and the issue of sanctuary cities, the issue of what's happening with different communities in Tucson. It's important for us to sing music that really highlights how we feel about what we could do for each other. So that's one example in our coming program. We also highlighting composers and songwriters who are maybe not as well known by younger members in our audience. Like, you know, I learned through trying to program like Labi Cifre, who's an amazing artist and wrote a song in the 80s called Something Inside So Strong that was inspired by watching a documentary about apartheid in South Africa. And actually has been adopted by a lot of LGBTQ choruses. Being able to share that music and to sing it well and to sing it with a lot of passion is really a way that we bring the community together.
And are there any other ways people can find out more about Desert Voices?
Stand Together is November 8th and 9th at Christ Church UMC. And you can find more information about that on our website, desertvoices.org. You can like our Facebook page, Desert Voices, and we also have an Instagram, Desert Voices Tucson.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, James, and sharing about Desert Voices.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear a longer version of this episode of Nonprofit Spotlight on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxei.org. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.